Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.
Welcome, everyone, to Inside the Coach's Headset. I'm your host, Amos Rogan. Thank you for listening to UCSportsNation.com and Inside the Coach's Headset podcast. The podcast is brought to you by Tony Smith, your shelter insurance agent. Right here in Cookeville, Tennessee, call Tony for all your insurance needs at area code 931-528-7079. Today, we've got an interesting story, a story about someone who is a brand new coach in the cross-country ranks at Cumberland County High School, trying to get a program up and going, and balancing a young family at home. Welcome to the Inside the Coach's Headset podcast, head coach of the Cumberland County High School cross-country team, Allie Keys.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Hey, what we want to do is kind of learn a little bit about you. I understand this is your first year as being the head coach of the cross-country team. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into teaching first and foremost, and then how you got into coaching after that?
Okay, yeah, sure. This is my eighth year of teaching, and I taught 5 years at Martin Elementary, and then this is my third year at the high school. I teach special ed in a self-contained classroom, and it's just something I wanted to be a teacher since I was a little girl, and I've always wanted to do special ed, so just really love what I'm getting to do.
And getting into cross country, how did you get to be named or chosen to be the cross country coach there at Cumberland County?
Right at the end of the school year, we kind of had some shifts in coaching. The cross country coach from last year took over cheerleading, and so that left cross country open. And so my principal came to me one day and said, "Hey, you ran in high school. Do you want to coach cross country?" And I said, "Sure." So here we are.
And you said that you ran in when you were in high school, only cross country or in other sports as well?
I did cross country and track.
Okay. So. And for a lot of people who think, well, okay, cross country, they run through fields and pastures and woods and stuff like that. Give us a little bit of a flavor of exactly the differences between what would be considered traditional track or track and field and what these athletes do in cross country.
Okay. With track, there's really so many different events. When you think about track, like you said, and field comes along with that. So there's anything from, you know, the 100-meter sprint to running the 2 mile run and everything in between there. And then there's also the long jump and the high jump and shot put. So there's a lot more variation with track. Whereas cross country at the high school level is 3.1 miles. So that it is what it is. So there's not different events that they do.
Well, it's 3.1 miles, but what they're running on is not a traditional flat oval track that they're doing. They're having to go over hills and all kinds of stuff.
Right. Yeah. It takes a lot of endurance, which is something that's hard, and it's rare, it seems like, these days that kids have a lot of endurance and are willing to build on that. But, there's some hard hills, and it's a little bit of everything for them. So,
And talk a little bit about the philosophy of your coaching style. Obviously, I'm sure you're still probably trying to instill some of it with it being your first year, but how do these athletes really get into a really good shape of of being able to have that endurance and that stamina to go on. 3.1 miles is about 3 miles more than I care to ever run. So, I'm curious as to how you take the things that you were taught as a teacher, and how do you apply that to motivate kids to actually do more from an endurance and stamina standpoint when it's not a traditional track that they're running on?
You know, I want them, I guess when you say what's your philosophy of coaching and how they get that stamina up and build that endurance, it comes with those long miles, getting a good base. And so, you know, cross country starts right as soon as school starts. And so, you know, our first race was August 24th. And you want kids who have already been running a long time before then. That was not the case for us. Like you've said, it's my first year coaching. And, you know, a lot of these kids are first-time runners. Actually, I will say, my whole team, this is their first year running cross country in high school.
Oh, wow.
And so I have a very young team. In addition to me being a young coach, I have a young team. And, you know, we didn't really get that base down in the summer like we would have liked to. But I just try to encourage them and tell them, don't beat yourself up at where you're at right now, because what you have to look at is not just this year, but the years to come. And, you know, you're going to get stronger and stronger with each year. And so, you know, just trying to encourage them constantly about the progress that they're making, and just letting them know that, you know, next year will be better.
We're talking with head coach of the Cumberland County High School cross country team, Allie Keys. She joins us here on Inside the Coach's Headset. Inside the Coach's Headset is brought to you by Tony Smith, your shelter insurance agent. Call Tony for all your insurance needs at area code 931-528-7079. And, Coach, is kind of what we can hear in the background a little bit. It's obvious that you've got a young family, and congratulations on that. Tell us how you manage family life, and how do you manage being a coach? Both of them obviously take a tremendous amount of time and energy from you on a daily basis. Tell us how you kind of manage that.
Well, thank you on that. Congratulations. I have a little girl. She's 16 months old. And so we just make it work. And, a lot of times, she goes to practice with me, and, we've always got snacks on hand, a baby shark somewhere close by. And you know, I have her with me at practice. The kids are used to her. She's used to them. She likes to encourage them, tell them how strong they are. And so we just make it work.
Well, that's awesome.
But, you know, I do enjoy. It's been a learning experience for me, first time coaching. But I have enjoyed the lessons that I've learned from these kids, and knowing that that's going to make a difference in my relationship with my daughter. So.
And oftentimes, and whenever I talk to a high school coach of any sport, one of the things that they really instill into their players and into their program is a sense of family, and really getting them to understand that, you know, even they might be participating in more of a individual sport, which I'm sure that with cross country, it's probably a little bit of both. It's individual achievements in the student athlete themselves finishing ahead of others, but also, and you can correct me where I'm wrong here, but I would imagine that, you know, the team as a whole can score or not really score, but place within a team atmosphere based off of the places that everybody comes in versus the other schools. So, when you talk about you know, we make it work and everything. How do you teach these student athletes that they are truly part of a team and ultimately part of an extended family?
Yeah, and you're right. You're correct. You know, they can place as a team. You know, they at each meet that we go to, they'll have like the top teams that have placed. But then you can also place as an individual runner, and so those individual runners can place for state. So, like you said, it's a team effort, but there's a lot that's on your own too. But, you know, I have enjoyed so much watching these kids. Like I said, it's their first year running. And so they're a brand new team, so they're new to each other. You know, a lot of, I don't think any of them really knew each other before cross country season. And so I've enjoyed watching them become a team. And, you know, I told them, so I'll just tell you, my first day of practice, I had one runner show up. And I thought, well, what am I going to do? I've only got one runner. So I had an interest meeting at school. And, you know, we had kids come in, and I told them about myself. And I said, I ran cross country and I ran track in high school. And I'm just going to tell you, I didn't run to be fast, because I didn't. I ran because my friends ran, and because we got out of school early to go to races, and we got to go eat after. And so that's why I ran. And I told them, there's a place for you on this team if that's you. You know, and there's a place on this team if you're that person who wants to go to state, or if you want to run in college, or if you want to get yourself prepared for the military. You know, there's a place for you on this team. So I have enjoyed watching them become a team and, you know, get along and bond. I mean, that's probably been the best part for me. So,
and you make a great
point. Go ahead. I was going to say, it's not really something that I've had to preach to them a lot, but it's just something that I've got to see take place very naturally, which is an awesome thing. So,
and it is an awesome thing, and obviously, how many sent? You know, from the first practice, you said you only had one student come out. How many do you have now?
I have seven.
Seven. So,
so still a pretty small number. But better than one.
It is better than one. And, you know, you made a great point that, honestly, I didn't even think about is, you know, cross country, yes, it's an athletic competition, but in many cases, this is preparing these student athletes for their future. And whether it's just basically setting a healthy foundation of fitness throughout their lives, they get used to it and they just keep going, but also, just like when you said, you know, even if they wanted to join the military, and obviously when you go through boot camp and some of the other jobs that they have within the armed forces, your endurance and your stamina better be pretty good, or otherwise you're not going to be doing what you want to be doing. So that is a great, great example of how really high school sports in general, but especially in cross country, can really prepare these kids to move on to the next level once they graduate.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. And like you said, in just many different areas, whether it's college for them, you know, we've had runners who their school is paid for today right now because they're running in college. And we also have runners that, well, Jennifer Tabor, I'll just tell you, the Tabors, their whole family, I don't know, they're just so athletic. And two of the siblings are running in college and running on scholarships. And then the oldest sibling is in the military. And that was one thing when he went to go and talk about enlisting that they told him was keep doing cross country, because that's going to help you so much. Like you said, with the training that's before you. So,
yeah. And, it's a great thing that you're doing, and we really appreciate you joining us here on Inside the Coach's Headset. Best of luck to you. I know that I can tell that you're working extremely hard to build this program to be what you expect it to be, and obviously you really care about these kids, and you care about the kids that you're teaching as well, and I commend you for that as well. So thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck to you, and hopefully we're going to see this cross-country team hit the headlines real soon.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for having me.
This is the head coach of the Cumberland County High School cross-country team, Coach Allie Keys, and you have been listening to Inside the Coach's Headset, sponsored by Tony Smith, your shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at area code 931-528-7079 for all your insurance needs. Thank you very much for listening to Inside the Coach's Headset here on UCSportsNation.com. This is your host, Amos Rogan, and we will talk to you next time when we get on another Upper Cumberland High School head coach. Thank you all very much for joining us. Have a blessed day, and we will talk to you next time.
Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.